$425 million for Ukraine. $157 million for Lebanon. The one in the Middle East. And just $100 million for North Carolina. All in the same roughly week. Shows you Washington's priorities. Yeah, it's a long list and you ain't on it. Not if you're in Western North Carolina. And this is personal at this point, folks. I want to motivate you folks out there in Western North Carolina. There's a reason Joe Biden waited five, almost 6 days to trigger the Stafford Act. Again, it was requested by the governor on the 27th of September. And yet, Biden wouldn't sign it to allow the military to go in until 5 days, almost 6 days later. Why? Because they wanted to delay what you're seeing right now. Because they knew early voting would started yesterday. Texture writes, hey, Tira, as a construction manager that builds the fiber that connects the cell towers, they're coming back up much faster than is being reported. This is why they delayed the military. They want to delay all these trucks getting in there. They wanted to leave it the biggest mess they possibly could. Axelrod all but admitted it in that podcast interview. This is a tactic. It is. Texture writes, hey, Tira, I'm doing my part. Three Pennsylvania friends, three different counties voted early. My family in North Carolina, 10 people voting early today, working on Nevada next. Good for you. Good for you. Another texter writes, Tira, the level of suffering in Western North Carolina is exactly why conservatives are going to show up and vote for Trump, no matter what. They've been through so much that going to vote in an austere environment is now easy. Texter writes, Tira, we are, where'd it go? Okay. I'm going to pop over and do some more of this. Trump absolutely slayed yesterday at the Al Smith dinner. This is a dinner put on by liberal Catholics in New York. Raises money for Catholic charities. You know, and when your party has just slapped Catholics across the face by mocking the Eucharist, never a good look. Thank you, Gretchen Whitmer. Not showing up is an even worse look. And Trump absolutely capitalized on this. By the way, if you haven't seen the Gretchen Whitmer, she is the governor of Michigan, highly Catholic state, video mocking the Eucharist. And that's exactly what she was doing. You need to take a look at it. There's this moment at the end there. There's this moment.
I was pushed out of my apartment.
There's this moment at the end there where she has this absolutely demonic look on her face. It will chill you. This is who the left is. They hate Catholics. The Biden administration, I don't care if Biden claims to be a Catholic. He's not. He's also claimed to be Puerto Rican, Greek, and every other thing under the sun. This is an administration that sent the FBI in after Latin Mass Catholics, traditional Catholics. Infiltrated two churches. Turned a choir director, who I'm sure was terrified, to try to spy on other Catholics, all without any what's called predicate. In other words, no crime. This has become the norm. And believe me, if you start in my church, it's going to move to yours. They hate all Christians. They just hate us the most. And it's not Catholics they hate. It's traditionalist Catholics inside the church who won't bend to the Pope. So Trump made sure to underline that for New York Catholics and really Catholics everywhere that Kamala Harris, Her Highness, could not be bothered to attend this dinner.
Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer. I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer. That's not a pretty sight.
No. And the whole time they put Schumer, who is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, next to the podium where Trump literally could touch him. And Trump kept clapping him on the back as he did when he said this.
Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Does he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
Ouch. But it didn't stop there. He also went after vice presidential candidate Tim Walz.
But unfortunately, Governor Walz isn't here himself. But don't worry, he'll say that he was. He's going to say he was.
You know, like he claims he fought in a war zone in the Middle East, but never actually left Italy. Then said that he misspoke. Because we're all confused about our time in the military, I'm sure. Yeah. It went on from there and it just got better. I couldn't believe Trump said this, but it was awesome. In fact, by the way, this is the first time a lot of New York liberals will have heard this. Took a shot at Doug Emhoff for knocking up his kid's nanny. He's, of course, the husband of Kamala Harris.
A major issue in this race is childcare, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies.